Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fun with Flame. I'm your host, Daniel the Flame. And this episode is, I'm happy to bring you my illustrious guest, Edward, who will be joining me in our review of the Venom, There Will Be Carnage movie. We literally just came back from watching it. And
so it was fresh.
Yeah. we just got back from watching it. And I hated it.
I hate Tom Holland. Yeah. Yeah. I hate him. Like, even if that movie had everything else that would made it beautiful, just the ending alone, I would hate it.
And, like, it was a shit show of a movie. Like, honestly, everything that made the first one endearing, because the first one is not a great Venom movie. It's not a good comic book movie or anything like that, but it was still okay. But this one just, it doubled down on all the wrong shit from the first one, which is
the chick. Yeah. Everything
else. the chick, the relationship between Eddie and Venom, or Eddie and the symbiote, actually, but all the stuff that it tackled was just the wrong shit to be focusing on, especially if you were going to call it There Will Be Carnage, or was it
Let There Be Carnage?
Yeah, Let There Be Carnage, yeah. It was like, you're calling it Let There Be Carnage, and you barely have him do shit throughout the entire movie. The movie
become Carnage probably like, what, 40, 30 minutes
in? Yeah, and the movie's only like an hour 30, or something. Yeah. So it's like, you wait all that time for nothing. And it's like, you didn't even build up like a sense of dread from Cletus Kasady in any way. And it was like, there was more of an intimidating factor from his character at the end of the first Venom movie, considering how Eddie had to approach him and whatnot and who he was and everything. And then this movie starting off, hell, I was mad that they didn't even have him have the same curly wig that he should. Yeah, you know, like, his hair is curly. But
he could have had him have the cut when he broke out. Yeah. But, yeah, him when he was in jail, yeah.
It was like, his hair is curly. But, yeah, like, you basically had him be a, like, it was like a watered-down, pathetic performance of someone like fucking Hannibal Lecter. If you only got, like, 5 minutes of talking with Hannibal Lecter. And it's like, well, there's not really any time to instill the fear of how dangerous this person is. Like, you typically just had him say random shit. They were just making it to where he was leading Eddie on for no reason. And then you had Eddie himself kind of not caring about even wanting to speak to him or talk to him, but the movie itself didn't focus on that, which it should have, which would have made their dynamic and everything that happened in the movie later far more palpable. But this movie was just like, yeah, let's just have a villain and name him. And then not only that, but they stuck with the Carnage from fucking Maximum Carnage in the comics, and I hate when they do shit like that. And it's like, ooh, what does Carnage do? And they look up the most recent shit, and then they go with that. But it's like, that's not Carnage, and they're like, that's not how he starts off. That's a whole other thing. So him having his symbiote spread all over a building and wrapping around shit and things like that, and it's like, he don't come out the gate being able to do stuff like this. But these movies suck.
It's like, yeah, he was huge. I didn't think he was gonna be that big. That man was big.
And then they made him big after he bit the guy's head off and he was like power up, and it was like, because the original movie established the fact that they need to eat constantly or eat people. And then this movie tried to give grounds behind it, like, oh, they actually need to eat brains or chocolate. And it was really wonky and bad because it was an unnecessary thing that they added in the first movie by having the symbiotes actually eat the host, which itself is retarded because that goes against symbiosis. So
eating off a host is a parasite.
Yeah, so having that was idiotic, and then double downing on it in this movie to where it was like Venom desperately wants to eat brains, and that was causing a rift between him and Eddie.
He wanted to do that and become a hero.
Yeah, they're like, that shit made absolutely no sense. It was very confusing. This was a very poorly written movie. Because, like, stuff, people and characters and motivation and shit like that was just all over the place. So many things were just all over the place. Starting off a movie to try and establish that Carnage has a relationship with Shriek, stupid. Like, that was just really stupid. No, they could have did that with him being in prison currently, you know, and it was like he just got to know her, got to meet her, or like he was her pen pal or something like that.
They could have just had the part that I believe was one of the coolest scenes in the, when Eddie was reading the note, It was showing his little backstory, and it was like them like sitting in front of each other. I thought that was cool. And it was like, yeah, you got the man whole story now. And he was like, yeah, I met an angel. She saved me. And it was like, okay.
And I was like, now you know who Shriek is. You want to say Sheik, but Shriek. And
I guess the cop got the power from when she gouged his eye, but it still makes no sense because she just could only do the Shriek. She didn't still have a symbiote on her.
Whatever they're going to do with that is just a clusterfuck to try and establish another Venom movie. But this movie was just all over the place. Hell, her being so adamant in killing the cop that took her eye, and then not only not sort of committing to it, but then being like, baby, this is too much. Like, that didn't make any sense. And I was like, you were full-blown, I don't know why they had her talk that way, but she sounded like Macy Gray. That black chick who be like, hey, bitch, is the singer.
Because of her look and also how she was talking, I kind of thinking of the chick that was basically, Calypso on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wasn't that her?
I don't know, because she looks a lot younger. I don't know. Like, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, that came out back in 02.
Well, yeah, she did. She was
active. I don't know if that's true. I don't want to endanger somebody. Mm-hmm. Lied. Like, probably came out in 02. I know. It ain't go wrong and then they die. Because, you know, they have a serial killer asking about film facts.
The Pirates of the Caribbean come out. Fuck. What did he say on that podcast? Damn, that was on Final Jeopardy last night.
I know we made it that big.
Like, God, that was dumb. Like, that, it was just so much ridiculousness. And it was like, you expected it to be something that focused more on Carnage or the relationship or the duality between Eddie and Cletus. But instead, you basically had this whack-ass rom-com between Eddie and Venom, or the symbiote, in order to justify some type of deal with their relationship, which ultimately was just really, really bad. Like, that was just a bad writing prompt, period. Like, because there was no grounds behind it. Nothing really was like, nothing came from that.
Heck, especially like after the whole club scene, because he was like, I wish Eddie could have seen it. Yeah, and then essentially was like, yeah, you want him back, but then, you know, kind of like other rom-coms, you had like the woman like, I want you back, and you probably know this in the situation, like, yeah, it'll be perfect, but
I need you to apologize. Beg.
Mm-hmm. And like, even with like what he was saying, what he was saying was essentially like it could be for both Venom and her.
Yeah.
It was like her looking like that, and it was like, okay, and it was like, whatever.
And that wasn't clever.
And like you said, it would have been better if they didn't bore with the relationship with Eddie and
Venom, the symbiote. Cletus.
And like, especially like from how he was talking, it's like, yeah, he keeps only asking for you. You know, it was like, realistically, there's no other reason why he should. But like, yeah, and especially when he was saying that at the end, it's like, yo, like, I wanted a friend. And it was like, that could have been you. I'm sorry. And it was like, yeah, and it's just, because, you know, he's still a crazy person.
No, like, they could have just doubled down on that. The fact that he knew so much about Eddie. And I was like, where is this coming from? And then the movie just glossed over it. Like fuck it. And I was like, this could have been something to show more about Eddie.
Honestly, my bad. Okay.
No, no.
But, like, them focusing, like, them, because, like, them keep going Venom, like, yo, he want to be a hero. Realistically, that could have been the perfect setup for if he left and then he got onto Spider-Man. Because he sees Spider-Man doing it and he, like, that would be perfect. And then that can also lead to Venom hating Spider-Man, because after he do go on him, Spider-Man gets rid of him. He's like, nah, you're too dangerous. And he's like, you gotta go. And then it's like, now he has the white spider symbol like he's supposed to. Okay. Like, that could have been like perfect thing to set up with, but the stage just had the man licking the screen, which was weird.
Yeah, it was like, you already had like the everything shift, because obviously the dimensional shit, and then you're desperately trying to make sure that the new Sony shit connects to the MCU stuff, which you do not need to do. God damn you, Sony. Like, you stupid bastards. You do not need to connect your universe to the MCU in order to justify shit.
Because their universe sucks ass.
Yeah. And it's like, that's not going to be something to, like, a grounds to hold any other things that you're going to have, like, happen within your storyline. Just because Tom Holland Spider-Man is a part of it, that means that it has any water. Nigga, you could have a brand new Spider-Man. I guarantee you people will not get upset about that.
They're going to say anything they want to say, but like, that's just like with Heath Ledger's Joker. Right. Oh man, you're gonna be Joker? Okay, or the dude that was ever from Twilight from the Batman movie. He gonna be Batman as soon as that trailer drop. Yo, he didn't have to put hands on that guy like that, but he's vengeance, I guess he is.
Which I'm starting to see is like the only superhero movie that's worth waiting for is the
Can't
Batman.
Go wrong with Batman, because as we know what they're dealing with Spider-Man, that's not our Toby.
That ain't my Toby. That ain't Spider-Man.
That's not
Iron Man Jr. or Iron Boy.
It's funny, people keep talking about Andrew Garfield because he keeps denying it, but people look like they have footage of him in the Spider-Man suit on set, and he's like, nah, it's not me. But they was like, but Toby, this one had something. He was like, yeah, I'm in it. And it was like, he just opens up, and he's like, nah.
But just the worst.
I got kind of excited when it was showing them hold the girl. Cause I thought they was about to copy from the great scene.
That's what I. That's
and
what
I was like. And I was laughing. There's a clock, and I was like, I was laughing too. And I was like, shh, time for her to go. I was like, and she was blind.
Because it was like they were literally copying that scene, and I was laughing at that. And I was like, I wonder if anyone's catching this. And I was like, that's funny, but how they're handling it is lame. I was like, she should have been killed. I was like, how great would you have solidified Cletus as a problem if you would have had him kill the Ant Girl, and then also you have the fact that he would have survived at the end of everything? Because then you just, and then I was like, you can add on to that aspect. And I was like, hell, if you're going to copy for Maximum Carnage, you might as well go the full route to where these niggas can't be separated. And even if you kill him, he can't die because they could just remorph from just the smallest bit of the symbiote still surviving.
Had a great ending would have been like, yeah, if he did kill her, because him bringing her all the way up, and he was like, I'm gonna kill her in front of you. He was like, he could have just did that right there. If he would have did that, and then when the cops came, he turned himself in, and he's just looking at Eddie the entire time, and it's like, yeah. And it was like, well. And it's like, obviously I can break out again. Like, they don't know fully what I'm capable of. And it's like, the only one that do is the cop that died. So it's like, and then it's like, him just going to jail. And it's like, Eddie just destroyed that this chick is dead.
Yeah, they're like, just
what was funny was the more of the scene from when Venom transformed back. And he was like, that's the red one. He was like, hey, we don't really care about her anyway. We could go. He said, all right, you got it. We're going to go. Venom, what are you doing?
His hand move. He's like, look, you got this. We're going to go.
I like that Woody Harrison, he turned back and he's like, what are you doing? He brought it.
Eddie, what are you doing?
And he said,
he can turn like you. He's not for long.
Eddie.
He said, we have something happening. Like, what are you doing?
Like, you're ruining
it. And he was like, hey, give me a minute. I was like, there were so many things that they did that were like, it was okay, but they just, there was so much just piled on. It just kind of made it a weak ass movie. And I was like, trying to do so much with focusing on Venom and Eddie's relationship. I was like, nigga, why? Like, why would that even be a factor? Why would you even have this be a thing? If anything, I was like, it would have been a perfect moment to double down on him being obsessive and possessive over the fact that he has Venom. Because you could have had it to where, yeah, he's still lying to the Ant Girl about having Venom. But then everything in his life is going positive, and then he thinks that he can get her back now. And so then you have her go, you still have Venom. And he'd be like, no, I don't. And then it was like, and then she'd be like, you keep lying to me. And it's like, I know you have Venom. But it's like, you just see the more positive things happening in his life. Because you could have had it to where instead of him buying TVs and getting a new motorcycle, he moved into a better apartment. He started looking nice. He starts dressing nice. But then he thinks this is going to get her back. And then when her ultimatum is you need to lose Venom because you're still not a better person, and then you just have Eddie be possessive like he's supposed to be, and essentially be like, when he finally breaks down on it and is like, no. And then you also deal, because they had him swapping from bodies, and I was like, that's losing the flavor of the whole Venom aspect. I was like, it's like falling off a drug. They literally are like, ugh, I'm weak, because you were just this superpowered being, and now once that symbiote got off of you, you're incredibly weak and shallow and all that. And you just had Eddie feeling that way.
Like the Incredible Hulk. Yeah. Transformed back to Bruce Banner. That man go. I had the powers of a god.
And then now I'm
struggling with taxes. Aren't you on the run? That's why I'm struggling with it.
That's why the government after me. Goddamn taxes. They ain't playing about their money. And guess what? I ain't giving it to them either.
Because it would have been better if instead of what it was like, instead of the, damn, what's his name?
Cassius.
Cletus
Cassidy.
No, Cletus. His first name is Cletus?
Yeah, Cletus Cassidy.
Okay, yeah. I thought his name was CC because, like, when they had on Chase, CK. CK, yeah. I thought it was CC. But, because it would have been better if he killed the girl initially. Because it was like, if he, like you said, them, they are more, in, like, they're more compatible than Venom and Eddie. Because it's like, they are one. Like you said, like, when they talk, they're supposed to go, ah. Like, they don't do the whole we, like, we're too
separate. Which is, like, I assume that was going to be the case. Because
it would have been better if he started getting upset of her using her powers. And he was like, yeah, you're hurting me. And then she was like, God. And she was like, she'd be, like, distraught and confused about that. And he was like, yeah, like, you keep hurting me. I don't like that.
And then it was like, yeah, I'm going to need you to stop. But then that goes against him being obsessed over her and whatnot, because this movie tried to have a theme of relationships and just essentially people coming together and admitting that they're coming together.
His voice was different. Like, yeah. His voice was deep. The best I liked his voice was when he, like, screamed when he was in the little white, because, like, it kind of, like, morphed and changed. I was like, yeah, that sounded cool, but I was like, his voice needed to be a little bit higher and screechier, because that would have been better. And it's like, that's what Carnage is.
Like, and I was like,
he's younger than Venom.
I was like, it would have been cool to have, like, a altered Woody Harrelson voice like they do for Venom, because that's just Tom Hardy's voice just sounding like that. And it's like, yeah, have Woody Harrelson being all shrieky and just sounding crazy. That would have been cool, but the movie just flopped on so many aspects of these characters, where I was like, yo, these characters are so fucking complex and well-developed that you guys could have brought that shit to light, because they're fantastic actors. They did what they did in the movie, and they were great at it. But, like, from looking at the trailers, which basically had so many fucking scenes that they cut out, because he was supposed to leave the prison in the daytime, because it showed him with handcuffs, and he was, like, dancing as he was leaving out. And I was like, then in the movie, it was night. And I was like, And then it was also a scene where they're on top of the church and he was just holding Eddie while Carnage was just huge. And I was like, man, we didn't have that either. And I was like, they cut out so much shit, but you just had it to where I was like, when it showed the scene of him getting shot at as he was escaping. And then when they were shooting in the hole in the bullet, and you just seeing the hole open up and the bullet holes were going through that. I was like, this is how you showcase that their asses are perfectly merged together.
Yeah, that and also how he transforms. Yeah. Because his isn't like, because with Eddie, it's like it goes over him. Him is, he's literally changing into it.
And it's like, you know enough about the character to implement that shit. But then you go away from it and everything that makes that character like them or a threat. By just so you can have this pseudo whack ass storyline in your movie, and it didn't need to happen, because it was like someone who was a competent writer could have figured out a better way of handling that shit. Because you definitely could have had it to where you just got him going around saying "I," and it was like when they were speaking and when they were talking, it wasn't a separate entity. It should not have been a thing where he was like, "What are you doing to our wife?" And I was like, "That's not Carnage." And I was like, "That's not Carnage. It's an I. It's a me."
It's like they are literally one.
Well, yeah, and I was like, they are perfectly put together. Like, and then
he searched the entire world. He would never find somebody else. It was like, you're the only one.
And he never does. Because it's just always meant to be Cletus. So it's like,
he can't function when he comes apart and goes, nah. Like, he's just done.
And it's like, all you had to do was just have it to where, like, I mean, it would have been a much better movie to where it was like, Eddie just was like, yo, Venom makes me great. Like, how I've been doing stuff has been going bad until I got Venom, and now it's going good. You don't understand the power that I have. And so you do have him going out sometimes fighting bad guys or whatever, but then having a problem with controlling that rage and things like that. And then you just get into him and the girl essentially having issues and her about to marry the guy. And it's like, you keep all of that shit because, you know, that's whatever movie's going to be, whatever. It's weird that she's marrying this dude after only a couple of months of being with him.
Just because it was like a roller coaster. Yeah. And it was like, I don't like roller coasters.
But it's like, y'all were together for years and then you essentially was like, yo, we done, because he did what he did to expose a guy that we all found out was clearly fucking evil, and then tried to get aliens to kill everybody. But we're gonna act like that shit didn't happen. And then you have her, like, just ignore this nigga, and then she was like, the whole eating some guy's head thing. Then afterwards, it's like, I'm gonna call you back, so then you can tell me congratulations, because I'm getting married to somebody else. And it's like, who? Like, what type of fucking, like, lame-ass movie are we looking at here? I was like, that was such a stupid, dumb thing to happen. It would have made more sense.
You should have threw hands at her. And I was like, well... Don't come at me with this.
Oh, my God. Are his hands black? A black man's beating a white woman. Call the cop. Call the cop. But it would have made more sense if, like, essentially he fixed up his life after he found out what he found about Cletus. And then, like, they discovered the bodies and everything like that. And then, essentially, it did, like what Cletus said when he was like, don't forget about me, Eddie. And then it was like, he still discovered it and figured it out, made the article and the story the way that he did. Cletus got upset because it's not what he wanted. And how he got the symbiote was whack.
Yeah, like, but, because they could have brought that, because he was just like, yeah, he won't, Eddie. Because, yeah, like, it made it seem like, yeah, because, like, he pushed him to get to death row. But it's like, he already stated he was going to tell him everything.
Yeah.
And he could have, like, you just elaborate more on why he was upset. And it was like, you're like, nah, I wanted to tell you, but you weren't, you just didn't care.
And I was like, I thought we had something. And just more going in on his crazy, which would have been cool. Or then instead of having it to where you start off the movie with just him saying some fucking, what is it? What word am I thinking of? Some fucking weird
haiku.
Yeah, a haiku that's like, it's a secret little hidden message or whatnot. But then you have him slowly opening up about more stuff to where Eddie is like, I'm using him for the story, but what I want, I'm not getting. And don't have it to where a cop is like, yeah, I don't trust you, Eddie, because like, that was just fucking weird. And I was like, you're forcing this cop to be in the story when he shouldn't even be. I was like, hell, the guard that they had at the end of the first movie made more sense. He's like, if it was up to me, I would shut this whole shit down because fuck this dude talking to anybody. And it was like, or finding bodies and whatnot. And it was like, yo, the FBI just wants some closure and they want to find out where some of the other bodies are. And it was like, yeah, that's fine. But having it to where, like, Eddie is the one holding up this investigation or anything like, that was stupid. And it's like, you guys can hear me when I'm speaking to him. This dude is giving me the runaround. So it's why am I being blamed?
I'm literally the only person that he's talking to.
So it's like, it's either we have to wait or we're not going to get anything at all.
I'm progressing. He's like, not talking to anybody else except for me. And it's like, and everything he's saying doesn't mean anything. It's like he said, he's like, yeah, I'm not telling you anything. Like, I'll tell you everything after you put the message that I want to give.
Yeah, I was like, then you have that, and then you just also include the whole Venom thing, figuring out everything that was going on, and then it's just Eddie Brock career starts skyrocketing. Have it to where time goes by, because obviously that little court case shit ain't gonna happen instantly, but time goes by. Eddie thinks this is enough to get the girl back. The girl is like, well, if you want me back, you can't be with Venom. And then he essentially is like, yo, if it's an ultimatum between you and Venom, I'm picking Venom because I'm powerful now. I get everything that I want. I'm not the fuck up that I used to be. And then you just add on to that duality. And then how Cletus gets Carnage should have been far more tactful. That should have carried, that should have been better placed than him biting Eddie and then drinking his blood, and then him being like, I've tasted blood before, but that's different. That was whack. When that happened, and then, like, he said what he said about Eddie's dad, and then Venom attacked him, I was like, this is stupid. I was like, this is incredibly stupid, because you're making Venom, like, an emotional woman for whatever fucking reason. I was like, I get you trying to do a little relationship thing, because there's not double entendres in this movie. You have multiple entendres, and it's fucking stupid. But it's essentially like someone's like, oh, hell no. Like, no, he talking about our dad? And then it's like, dude, like, it's not your dad. It's my dad. And then it was like, nah, man.
That was just when he gave you that sandwich. Said, yeah. That was a good sandwich from what you told me.
And it was a good sandwich. And it was like, if Eddie ain't the one freaking out over it, why is Venom freaking out over it? And it was like, that having that as a character, I was like, you're making this weird. And then you had the black tendril come out and sling his ass across the fucking little cell, but the only thing he questioned was the fact that he bit him and tasted his blood and it was different. I was like, did no one else see the black goo shit? I was like, you were just flinging Cassidy around with that, and he didn't even question it. And I was like, he didn't go, what was that, Eddie? What happened? And like, the guard was like, yo, get away from him. Like, what are you talking about? And then it was like, while that happened,
you could add him that he took a piece of that and ate it.
Yeah. Or like, he bit it to get it off of him or something. Or you just have it to where he's just so overwhelmingly, just so confident in the concept of being Venom that when he did have an offspring, it happened like in the actual comics. Like, he just didn't give a fuck. You know, and it was like, it wasn't a thing worth mentioning because who cares? Like, we do that all the time on my planet. Like, we just have offspring. Like, it's like, whatever. It's just something that falls off of me and it went wherever. I didn't care. And it would have been perfect if it was like they were leaving out of the jail cell and then just a piece of him just fell off and it fell down and then just went to where Cassidy was. And he just went to, like, he was like asleep or they was about to take him into, being in the gas chamber, well, not the gas chamber, in the execution.
the gas chamber
smell like pine oil. It smell like pine oil. But
that's what they get you when you kill a cop.
And then you just have Eddie going around living his best life, and then upon finding out that Cassidy got loose, and then worrying about because of his relationship with him, then he's like contacting the girl again. He's trying to be serious. She's not taking him serious because, you know, like, she's like, you still dependent on Venom and everything. And he's like, no, like, I'm serious. This guy's dangerous. He might come after you. And it was like, because he might come after me. All these other layers that could have been working in terms of Eddie just being like, yo, this symbiote is bad. And I was like, you're trying to make this thing seem like it's a relationship that can work. But realistically, it's like, no, Venom is not a good thing. It's like, he's not supposed to be a good thing. Especially when he's on Eddie Brock, a person who's ruled by his emotions and anger and shit like that. You just have it to where he knows a bunch of news stories. And just like in the first movie, he knows what's right. And then other people are like, yeah, we ain't got no proof. And then he uses Venom to figure out what actually is going on, and then he shows up as Eddie Brock and then he does a report on it. And it's like, yeah, it boosts his career and whatnot, but he's going about it the wrong way. All of these things would have been fantastic factors to implement the movie, and then you just had it to where when Carnage came out and then he started questioning Venom, as in, where I thought we got rid of all the aliens. I thought they all died. And he was like, oh, that came off of me. And it was like, why didn't you say nothing? Well, it wasn't a big deal. It shouldn't be a big deal to us, because who cares? And then just from there, you grow into how dangerous Carnage is, how crazy Cassidy is. You didn't really need the Shriek thing. If you had it to where he was kept in the same facility with her and he just grew to know her, much like how Shriek is actually introduced in the comics, I know it's a stupid thing to even bring up or talk about, like, comics in relations to movies, but that could have been handled a better way, to where it was like she was kind of a fanatic of him. And then he was like, yeah. And then she came and followed.
That should have been a lot better because he was a known
serial killer. And then she is a serial killer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then you have it to where it's like that. And then essentially you pull a fucking Joker Harley Quinn. And it was like,
I love your work. And like, okay. I like mine.
And then
I found
out, and then it's like, I know you're a mutant. And it's like, all right, cool. And then, like, they're going around doing whatever. And then you just have it to where either at the end of the movie, Carnage survives or she get caught. And when she get caught, she finds out that she has a symbiote on her also. You could handle that 1,000 ways better than what the movie actually did. You could have made it to where everything that happened, Venom, Eddie wasn't able to get closure by either killing Cassidy or killing Shriek or anything like that. But the girlfriend died. And then, like, he still lives and held in, like, in high esteem as this reporter and whatnot. But it's like, yeah, I only did this to get her back. And then I couldn't get her back. And now she's dead, and that's because of me. And it's like, he feels bad about it, but he's still unrelenting in giving up the power that is Venom. Because it's like, now this is the only thing I have left. And that would have been a fantastic end to this, because it would have just been like yo, that's bittersweet. And then doing what they did because they're trying to connect it to the MCU, that, go fuck yourself. I don't really care on that aspect, but
I hate it.
Yeah, but it's like, this movie could have been handled a hell of a lot better than dealing with these characters.
One of the highlights for the Morbius trailer was the fact that it showed Michael Keaton. Yeah. And it was like, he's supposed to be the Vulture. And he was like, yeah, I know you are. And he was like, yo, the fact that that's your highlight for this trailer, it's a damn shame.
It's
just the audacity that he's going to be in the movie. Tom Holland.
Yeah, it was like, it's fucking retarded. It was like, and then essentially all this is doing is leading up to the Sinister Six doing, like, being with Tom Holland, or essentially the end of the No Way Home movie. Is it No Way Home? Or is that the other one?
No Way Home.
Is No Way Home? Okay, yeah, the No Way Home movie.
Far From Home is the second.
Okay, yeah, the No Way Home movie essentially doing the Sinister Six.
Because realistically, if Venom is there and he deals, then they rip off goddamn Doc Ock's arm.
If they're smart enough to have Toby there when they introduce Venom, then you got something.
And like, he was like, man, forget the rest of it. Yeah. He got
to
go. He's
like, don't let it touch you. And they're like, what? And he'd just be like, there's power. Unlimited power. Oh, shit, they bringing in Jedis. The MCU just did it again. They're like, Andrew Garfield got a lightsaber.
And a morpher.
He becomes a Power Ranger. You just hear, Andrew, it's finally time.
Go, go, Andrew Ranger.
He just do a backflip.
Like, I did it. And you just hear,
oh, then they ain't getting stopped by nobody. We get Tommy with it. Ain't nobody stopping us now. Bring out, he bring back Thanos just to beat him.
He be like, who are you? He was like, but I am inevitable, and I am Lord Draco. And it's time for you to see the power of the Dragon Sword. and then he take the dagger and he go perfectly balanced. And he just be like, this Thanos be like, this is unbelievable.
Tom Holland had 2 minutes of screen time in that movie. I would have loved that. And I'm like, yo, No Way Home was actually something. Freaking Tommy came out. Andrew Garfield came a Power Ranger Spider-Man. Who doesn't want a Power Ranger Spider-Man?
as far as I'm concerned, best movie of 2021.
Like, that's all I'm saying.
That's a perfect goddamn movie. I thought you didn't like Iron Boy. Hey, like, fuck all that. That nigga ain't even in the movie.
The movie, that nigga's only for 2 minutes. He had a heart attack.
The movie start off with him bitching about not being found out. Doctor Strange do the spell, and then somehow they wind up on a train, then he make all those trains appear, and then that nigga just disappear, right? And then the rest of it, you got Toby, you got Andrew, you got Tommy. It's like, yeah.
That's the dream team right there. That's the dream team. Venom finally got the white spider on his chest. Man, that was jump for a while. Like, Andrew made a web around the city. Couldn't nobody escape. Ain't nobody spinning web like him.
Then Venom split, turned into motherfucking anti-Venom. Mm-hmm. So now you got all the villains covered in anti-Venom. Mm-hmm. And the shit was outrageous. It was like, greatest movie I've seen.
Everybody throwing hands, fisticuffs.
I had a heart attack. They had crack in the theater. Like, piled sky high. Greatest movie of the goddamn century.
Oh, yeah. That drama was amazing. But this show, all the Power Rangers, just Tommy. Just Tommy. That's all they needed. But like, don't forget the lightsabers.
It was like the Emperor Palpatine show. The Emperor Palpatine. I know, like, he came back again, but this time it was, like, justified. How they justified, nigga? They justified it. I can't get into details. You just got to see it.
Craziest nobody... part, goddamn Green Goblin on the ground. Lil Zed came and helped him. Just show a hand. Now they got to worry about all of this.
Movie going to end talking about comeback for part two. And I was like, nigga. I pissed myself. 3 hours long. Greatest movie ever. But it was disappointing that essentially that movie had so much wrong with it. Because it wasn't enjoyable. I mean, having Venom go to a party and then essentially give this multiple entendre speech that was similar to someone coming out as a gay person. But also a relationship concept of
he wouldn't let me be free.
Yeah, and it was like,
but now I'm free. You go, girl.
Like, we love you. I love you too. And it was like, this is fucking weird. Like, this, why are we looking at this? And it was like, what the hell does this have to do with Carnage? Just so fucking retarded.
Honestly, they just should show more of that man wreaking havoc. Yeah. Like that, I went out because I liked when he was wreaking havoc. And it was like, yeah. And especially from how it ended on the first movie. Because like you said, yo, when I get out, it's going to be Carnage.
Like, just should have shown, like, him, like, when he came into the little gas station, just kicked the dude and then stomped him out. And then, like, he connected to the internet. I was like, that's fucking retarded. He connected to the internet. But you could have had it to where he knew exactly where she was. But they just made shit weird. I was like, they kept doing stuff that was just odd throughout the entire movie. And I was like, this is supposed to explain how the plot goes on. but it doesn't. It's just fucking retarded. I was like, oh, the symbiotes connect to the internet. What? And I was like, why? Why would they? That doesn't make any sense. It's just weird shit all throughout the movie. Hell, if she could talk, I was wondering why she needed the keypad in order to speak to the lady. And I was like, you would be able to hear her. Because she could speak.
I'm pretty sure because they wouldn't want sound to come out from there because of what she can do.
That's all right, that would make sense.
That's why she can hear her. But she was like, yeah. Because it would have been better if just it was just him wreaking havoc. And because of him wreaking havoc, because of the anger that Cletus had towards Eddie, it was literally him trying to lead him towards him. Yeah. It was this man's literally leaving a blood trail towards him. That would have been amazing. That would have been a lot better. And also, you would have got more of just carnage being carnage. I don't care about people.
And
exactly what he said. He was like, yeah, I was a monster before this.
They made it so unpersonal, everything that was going on. It was like, it really didn't matter if Eddie helped or not. It was like, he didn't need to. The fact that he didn't have venom, it was like the only reason that he decided to stop Carnage is because it was like, yeah, it's my fault that Cassidy is out in the first place. So I need Venom to come back so I can stop him. But it was like, yeah, this really isn't your problem. But it was like, you're kind of making it your problem. But it's like, it's not like you have to go help. It's not like you feel, it's not like the movie has made it to where you would feel responsible for this. And it was like, you've been whining and bitching about the fact that you just want to be left alone from Venom this entire time. And it was like, that's stupid. That's incredibly stupid. And it was like, so much could have been done it's just essentially, if you just had it to where Eddie had that possessive nature over being Venom, that would have fixed so fucking much.
Also, if you show more of him being invested into Cletus and his story. Like I said, when they showed him, he was like, I don't want to be here. He was just like, you want to talk with me? All right, whatever. It would have been better if it was like, I want to know how that man's story
is. It was a complete tone shift from the end of the first movie.
Yeah.
To where he was like, I'm trying to find out where the other bodies are so I can get those other people some closure, as well as I got the interview of a lifetime. And so then you have it to where Eddie's annoyed at the fact that he's not giving him anything, but at the same time, he's still invested in the story. That would have been fine.
I want to know how your story ends. Everything you've done, I want to know. Nobody else knows, but I want
to
know.
And then just because of who Eddie Brock is, you just have it to where it still had that concept of him being like, you didn't tell my side of the story. And I felt personally attacked because of that. And it's like, yeah, that would have been a fine duality with their characters to where it's like, Cletus is sitting here opening up, telling him everything, but Eddie is only focusing on the negative that Cletus did because that's who that nigga was, and essentially that's what will sell the paper. And it's like, yeah, that fits within Eddie Brock's profile as a character, and that fits with how Cletus would associate that, and then why they would have problems with each other. But the movie just had that be a line that was thrown in at the end of it, and it was like, go fuck yourself. I'm like, this doesn't
because even when the cop showed up, it just made sense because he was like, yeah, you're the guy that puts him to death row, and it was like, oh, so that's why he's that. Like you said, it would have been cool if he just he was like, yeah, I'm not upset. Like, I was gonna die regardless. I was gonna tell you everything. Obviously, he was gonna kill me, but it's the fact that you didn't listen. Because you didn't ask the basic question, why did I do all that? I was abused by both my grandma and my mom. And he's like, but you didn't ask that. You just heard what you wanted to hear.
It's like you would have had that in the movie. That would have been fantastic. But having that be something that was essentially the overall theme within the movie, it doesn't change the fact that you are who you are. Because it's like when Venom said it, and it was like, I'm pretty sure the things he did got him where he ended up at. It had nothing to do with you. And it was like, yes, this is true. But the movie tried to force Cletus being Eddie's problem. And
that dude's a psycho.
It was like, that should not be the theme of that should not be a concept within this movie. What should be is that Cletus won't leave Eddie alone because of how Cletus thought of and treated Eddie. Totally different concept. And it was like, it would have made a much better movie.
Especially from what he said it in. He was like, I wanted a friend.
Yeah.
And it was like, this whole time, I thought of you as a friend. That's why I wanted you to keep coming back. And it was like, all of this was for you.
Just have it to where the movie, if the movie just had it to where Cletus would, he'd be like, when he would come and talk to him, he would be like, so tell me about, like, he was like, hey, like, you got to tell me about the girl. Like, you talk back with her or anything? He's like, that's yeah, not what like, I'm doing. Like, and he'd be like, no, you have to tell me something if you want me to tell you something. And it was like just a back and forth.
Yeah, he'd be like, yeah, you get her back yet?
Yeah.
Something like to know, like, yeah, like, he knows about her because this man has came up here plenty of times.
And it was like, so it was like he gets that, it was like you keep that that dynamic of their relationship going, which just emphasizes why he would feel so hurt after when Eddie found out where the bodies are at and he no longer needed to talk to this thing anymore. And it's like, all that would have been fantastic in building this relationship. It would have made this movie a good movie, you know? And it's like, not having Spider-Man be the character, like being the person that they go against or being someone that they have to fight within the Venom series already hinders so much shit that these characters are capable of doing. And when the first movie did what it did, it was like, as like a lot of people gave it a pass simply because of the fact that, yo, we got a big Venom. And it was like, yeah, all right, cool. But nigga, Venom doesn't just appear out of nowhere on Eddie Brock. Venom has to first come off of Spider-Man. That's why he calls himself Venom.
That's why he does what
he does. He does, yeah.
Like, even in the movie, because at first I was confused, and I was, I remember when they showed him running around. And I was like, what the fuck this man don't just swing for? And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. And I was like, Spider-Man swings. You don't know who Spider-Man is.
That ain't San Francisco. Ain't no big enough buildings or nothing. But yeah, you don't notice no swinging or anything like that. But and it's like, you had so... I was like, granted, you working with that because you're not having him come off of Spider-Man. That's fine. The first movie did what it did, and it was like, you're kind of taking liberties with his character, but then it was like the second movie should have fixed a lot of the issues that the first movie had in terms of dealing with those characters and everything like that. You're just having it to where it was almost like...
They should have just went back calling it symbiote.
Yeah. It was like, you damn near having it to where it was like Eddie has an alien living in his house, and then he's like, I just want to go back to normal before I knew the alien. And it was like, that's not what the symbiote does. It's this possessive thing that feeds off of the anger and hatred. Hell, it should have had him just at multiple times essentially come to grips with how dangerous Venom was turning him into a person. When like when he found out that the girl was engaged, you could have had it to where he approached her and then found out that she was engaged. And then he was like, you ever been returning my calls? I'm trying to talk to you. And it was like, you've been reading the paper? Like, I got to interview. And she was like, yeah, you're doing good, Eddie. You know, I'm glad about that, you know? And then he was like, what is that? And it's like, oh, that's a ring. And she was like, yeah, he asked me to marry him, and I said yes. And it's like, what? And it was like, but I thought, and he just like brings up stuff from the second movie, and it was like, yeah, that
first,
yeah, the first movie, yeah. And I bring up stuff from the first movie, and it was like, yeah, that would have been a great character moment for him. And it was like, but you just had this a slovenly like little weird thing. And I was like, yeah, it had its jokes, considering the motherfucker that was laughing in the theater, it had a lot of fucking jokes, and like, it wasn't that funny, but...
That guy was weird.
Yeah, then he was like, that's what I got the chickens for, is you get their brain. And he's like, I can't eat them. Why? Sonny and Cher are best friends, and they can't be separated.
That was funny.
Yeah, and I was like, and like, when they had the fight, and then he was like, get out, take your stuff and get out. And then he was like, this is my house. I was like, why is this... That's when I was like, all right, that's the straw that broke the camel's back. I was like, why the fuck is this thing acting like it's a fucking romance story? and then just at the end, he was like, you see that? They're not in some, they're not symbiotic. They're different. They can't merge together. And I was like, that's not what Carnage is. And I was like, this shouldn't be what this movie is about. It's like, oh, us coming together to defeat this other entity. No, this should be like, Cletus Kasady is now a symbiote. And Eddie and his selfishness caused this motherfucker to come out. That should have been the whole thing. And then it's like him trying to stop it. But because of who he was and all the bad decisions that he's been making prior, because I thought it was dumb that the movie kept talking about like the different shit he was doing and blaming him for it as if it was his problem or his fault. Girl calling me up telling me that I'm getting married to somebody else. I'm not going to be fucking happy for you. It was like, wait.
Can't you just lie to me?
Yeah, it's like, can't you just lie like those, like the people do and say
to that, show that we still care about each other?
It's like,
so
no.
This is your way of showing you care about me by telling me you're going to love somebody else for the rest of your life?
Like, fuck no. And she was like, I feel safe with him. Get the fuck out of here.
Man wears a what did he have? A scarf?
It's like, why did we break up? We broke up because you used my files to find out that a psychopath was murdering people, and you wanted me to be like, oh, I don't care about that. Like, I'm not going to report on that or talk about it. It was like, the dude was a bad guy. It was already dumb in the first movie that you took an investigative reporter and had him do a puff piece for a guy because he wanted a puff piece done on his rockets. That was stupid in the first movie. And I was like, it was dumb that they did that in order to sit here and have Eddie's life go in disarray. But that's what the first movie did. But it's like, yeah, it didn't change the fact that he was a known and well-versed reporter. And then having, and then like him being like, the written word is better than like being on the show or anything like that. And it's like, you just have it. And all you needed was just to have him be like, hey, Venom is the reason that I'm like this. So I want to stay being Venom. It made me happy. Yeah, to quote a phrase that, Topher Grace said on the Spider-Man 3, I like being bad. It makes me like, yeah, he said, I like being bad. It feels good. Yeah. Like you, like this is just, ah. And then to fucking, kill, like what they did with Carnage at the end of it, it was like, yeah, like this doesn't matter because there's absolutely no respect done on the characters or anything that they, like how they matter and whatnot. Hell, how they handle Shriek was just fucking weird because I was like, why does she keep changing as a character? I was like, is she a serial killer too? I was like, I know she's supposed to be, but this movie just had her as being locked up almost like since she was young. And I was like, so why the fuck is she acting like, oh yeah, like I like killing people also? And it's like, no, you don't. I was like, you know, you just like a serial killer, but that's totally fucking different.
You were just a troubled kid.
Yeah. With mutant powers. And I was like, so that's fucking weird. And then for them to be like, I want the cop that took my eye. And I was like, what? And then you find out that the cop that had been talking with Eddie this whole time just conveniently happened to be said cop. And I was like, that was just bad. I was like, that was just poor writing, period. And I was like, because that was just so lazy. Because you didn't need that for her character. Nor did you need to include that as if it mattered or anything like that. You could have had her just going around killing random people. And then just all of this is concluded again, bringing up Eddie and whatnot for them to do their little wedding reception and whatnot. That would have been fine. But the movie just tried to make way too many factors go into people being affected by relationships or like people coming together in something. Just all so you can laugh at different shit that Venom said. And I was like, poorly written. Really, really poorly written on that aspect. But it was like, hey, you already ruined Eddie Brock's life. You have the movie essentially end with his ass being on the run, people knowing that he's kind of a monster also, which they definitely didn't need to do. And then you just, like, you just wash it away. Like, it's like, that's not a factor anymore because we're going to do what we're doing with the Tom Holland shit. It's like, that's so lazy. I was like, that was just completely lazy.
God, I hate Tom Holland.
It was like, God, that's like, you guys, nothing matters. I was like, hell, even the concept of Toxic being in something is now gone because the universes are all fucked up now. Because when they erased it. It was like, so who knows if that's going to stick, but I'm pretty sure they're going to make it to do a Venom 3. But it's like, yeah, even coming off the heels of the first movie.
Toxin.
Yeah, Toxin. I said, what did I say?
Toxic.
Yeah, Toxic. Yeah, Toxin. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, coming off the heels of the first movie was better. This movie, effects-wise, way superior. Like, the fight, like we said, the fight between Carnage and Venom, like that was fucking awesome.
Carnage showed that he was an alien. Yeah.
Like, that was a really good fight. Like, them...
Man over here morphing his whole being body.
Like, the only thing I didn't like was that they were kind of taking shit from the Maximum Carnage comic books rather than Carnage original inception of just being this weapon-wielding symbiote that was just throwing pieces of himself all over the place, but instead having him spread himself out all over the place and, like, it's just goop everywhere, which was weird, and I was like, that was too much. But him going around, like, when he broke out, that was cool. When he did the tornado thing, I was like, what, has he got a super now? And I was like, he got a superpower? And then, like, this nigga started spinning and made a tornado. And I was like, that was weird.
A tornado, it would have been better if he just started spinning and then just the different tentacles just grabbing people and start dragging them. That would have been cool to see.
It was like, he just grabbed
when he broke out of the institution with the chicken, this nigga was just a ball. That was cool. And I was like, yeah, that's Carnage. Heck, I would like the more if he was killing everybody, because I was like, it was weird, because like, he was throwing some of the prisoners when he was walking towards the warden. But then it was like, then he just stood out. I was like, yo, it would have been better if he killed everybody.
Yeah. Like when they start cheering and clapping, I was like, and then he looked at them, started screaming, and it started killing them as well. And I was like, that's carnage. The nigga is a murderer. Because I thought it was weird that he was going around ripping the doors off. And I was like, is he trying to make a prison break? Because no. And I was like, so why the fuck is he ripping the doors off? I was like, that's weird. But
yeah, I thought he was just killing the people inside. Like, yeah. It would have been better if he just killed everybody. And yeah. There's no, nah, I'm killing good guys.
And then that would have fit with what he said at the end. And he was like, may you burn in hell, Raven, was it? Not Ravencroft. Because he wasn't at Blackgate. That's New York. But, damn, wherever he was, Ravencroft was where Shriek was at. Yeah. But it was like, he was like, yeah, may you burn in hell and all that. And I was like, yeah, but that was confusing up to how you left out. But the stuff he was doing was cool. And then there...
Like I said, they would have just shown more of that. And like you said, they would have just had it to... It's like, Eddie Brock has nothing to it. But it's like, but the fact that he wants Eddie Brock. And they're like, yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, him basically just leaving a blood trail towards him. They're like, nah, like, you got to go.
And then also, if they would have had them, like, fight... prior, like it was like other times where they would clash or something like that, or like when Venom was with someone else and then they clashed, and then it was like, nah, he needs Brock because he's not in symbiosis with anyone.
That would have been a better thing for him, like instead of him, like you said, trying to do a ROM thing, and yeah. Like, oh, I gotta beg and apologize. It's like Venom came to him, was like, yo, we in trouble.
Yeah, and it was like, he's after us. Because they're perfect, like and he's after us. Yeah. And it's like,
and then showing, and like you said, bringing up, he was like, yeah, like, I didn't know I had an offspring. Yeah. And it was like, now we got a problem.
And then you just have Eddie being like, I want that power back, regardless. And yeah. Then it was like, that would have just been perfect. And it was like, yeah, now you have complete Venom fighting this crazy-ass carnage. And that would have been cool. It was like, but like the movie just is like, just simple shit that it overlooked in order to just... make this whack ass story.
Yeah, that would have been cool. And then, like, him just be like, yeah, that's my offspring. Like, yeah, but that's why we're in trouble. Like, then him just saying the little fact, offsprings of symbiote are stronger. So, like, yeah. Yeah, now we got a problem. It was like,
and they're perfectly matched. Yeah. Like, they're completely one. And then, like, have Eddie say that.
Because it seemed like he was like, because, like, even though he transformed back, and he was like, yeah, we got to go. Like, forget all this. but it was like the threats that he was given and, like, the warnings on the first one, he fought the riot dude. Mm-hmm. He was like, nah, like, yeah, he was the leader. Like, he's the best. And it was like, really, like, Carnage is better than that.
So, yeah.
It's like, because he's an offspring. Like, he's an offspring. Like I said, they're in sync. So he's stronger. And then it's like, nah. But it's like, him is just, you just had the him transforming back in a joke. Like, yeah, I'd rather us leave and she can die. And it was like, yeah.
And then you just have Brock fight against that. And he'd be like, no.
That was just funny because it was like, especially like Eddie, like, yo, he likes her. And it was like, yeah, she's cool. But it's like the whole fact of like everything I said prior, because he's involved, forget it.
She'll get over it.
And then he was like, yeah, she'll get over it. All right, we'll leave. You got to go. Eddie, what are you doing?
Eddie, what are you doing? It was like, just so much stuff could have been handled a hell of a lot better. Because, like, that would have, it would have been cool if it, essentially, you had it to where Eddie was noticing and mentioning different things about him. And then, like, as, like, Cassie was talking, and he was like, now I have power. And he go, it's not we. And he was like, what do you mean we? And then, like, you just have Venom say, like, or the symbiote say, it was like, yeah, they're perfectly synced. And it's like, that's different from us. And it was like, they are one. They are one entity now. So there is no separation with them. And then it was like, but then by mentioning that, Eddie then concludes, like, does that mean that the weaknesses is even worse because they're so connected? And like, Venom be like, oh, man, maybe. It was like, I don't know. And you just have it to where, like, simple shit actually affects them greater. So, like, when the bell was ringing, like, he was in far more pain than Eddie was. And then considering how built Tom Hardy is, I was retarded that Woody Harrelson is kicking his ass right now. I was like, that's ridiculous. And I was like, it.
I guess the only thing would have been just because Carnage was whooping his ass before he transformed back.
So it was like, there's just so many elements in this movie. And it was like, yo, someone should have tweaked this shit. And you could have had someone who understood the characters or figured out what the fuck you guys were trying to attempt and go, hey, knock off this gay shit. I was like, do this as a character piece.
Oh, you can't say shit.
It was like, do this as a character piece between Eddie Brock and Cletus Cassidy. not as a relationship like I said, builder.
The note that he sent, I love that scene. Like, it was him reading, and I was like, also show how crazy he was, because this man wrote it in like a circle. That. Mm. And it was like, then he was reading, and it was like, you had, like, the little cool animation of showing what he was doing when he was little, and what happened. And it was like, then it just, like, turned, and it was like him sitting at the same table as he was writing it, and you got Eddie Brock reading it, and it was like they're looking at each other. And it was like, okay, now we got something.
It was like, do something. It was like, this would have been so a much better movie if it focused on those two characters rather than you being like, Venom's feeling the kind of way. Let's let the symbiote and him do something. You know, like, you literally had a fucking breakup scene where this nigga was smashing and breaking his shit in his apartment.
Because if they would have did that, like, the dialogue during the final fight, that could have been a lot better, because it was, like, especially when it was transforming back to regular people and symbiotes, and it was like, and you have, because Cletus is, like, in sync. So that would have been a perfect time to have, like, a double entendre speech. And it was like, what he's saying can apply to both Venom and Eddie. It was like, and how Carnage feels about it, when it was like, when Venom come out, he was like, you suck as an offspring. I gotta be honest, I hate you as a kid.
It'll be like, you're grounded. And I was like, I was so disappointed that it ended with them dying. And I was like, God, that's
gay. The best way would have been if, like, he turned himself in. Like, he just got caught. And it was like, Eddie's still in grief and shock of the girl dying.
Yeah, it's like, you ended, like, on that. Like, either he got away, or, like, he thought he killed him. And then you have, Shriek, who essentially was a nothing burger of a character throughout the entire movie. And then you had her get killed off as well. But then you had her find out that she had a symbiote as well. And then that could have led up to doing the whole little gang that Carnage made with a bunch of those psychopaths that are offsprings from him. And then that lead into something else. And I was like, that would have been fine. And then if you introduce Toxin on that, then it was like, now you got someone that'll help Venom to deal with the people that come with Carnage. And it's like, that would have been fine. You know, it was like that would have been a nice little way of doing three. It was like
a gang of them, because Toxin is the strongest one.
Yeah. What I'm saying, like, with Toxin helping Venom, but the...
That's what I'm saying, because you're saying Carnage having a gang. I'm saying, because Carnage is already stronger than Venom. I'm saying that nigga have a gang. Yeah, Venom not winning, but like, you're saying Toxin being a part of him is like, because he's classified as the strongest by both Venom and Carnage, because he is Carnage's son. And it's like, that man's ridiculous.
And then you just, and it's like, and that could, and it's like, if, you know, it's like, if someone knew how to do it, which they obviously don't, because someone has a base knowledge of these niggas in the comic books that are making these fucking movies. But it should have went to a kid. It should have been like, you could have had like a kid that was running around in the movie from the get-go that was either focusing on the story, or he was like, he looking up to Eddie Brock and he wanted to be a reporter as well. You could have had any little inclination of this kid in the story, like any way you wanted to push in this kid or whatnot. And then somehow that led up to Toxin getting born, and then it's just like the symbiote attached to him, and then you just establish that, hey, he cannot exist, like they can't split, and like they don't split or anything like that. And you give a little, like, the boy sleeping or something like that, then like he opened up his eyes and it glow or whatever, and they're like, yeah, that would have been cool. And it was like, that way, you know, and it's like, you lead into that, so then the next movie you have Carnage, his gang versus Venom and Toxin, and then the movie after that does the whole symbiote war, where like the other symbiotes come and infest the planet and things like that. But that would only work if you don't necessarily include a Spider-Man thing, if you just wanted to be the symbiotes doing their own shit. But if you were to include a Spider-Man, you would need your own Spider-Man within that world. It could not be Tom Holland, because
he a bitch.
It's not just that, because he's not Spider-Man, but the fact that he himself doesn't know about the symbiote. So that consequence of those symbiotes and all that shit falling down on him.
That man hasn't been in a real fight.
That's what I'm saying. Like, none of that, like, it wouldn't work, because he ain't that Spider-Man. Like,
you're not that guy, pal. Yeah. You're not that guy. Like, literally, if Venom was to come out, he'll snap the nigga in half. And he'll go, My Peter tingle didn't work. Fuck with Peter tingle.
It was like, and it was like, so, and they're like, hell, that's another thing. Cause it's like,
when they show Andrew and Toby, the aunt, their aunt, she'd be like, oh, so y'all got Peter tingle too? And like, they just choke the shit out of her. Bitch, it is the spicy shit. Oh my God, oh man.
You went Toby choker. And then it was like, they were like, stop it, Peter. And he was like, I'll stop it when you fix this damn door.
And he backhand Tom Holland like he backhand and Mary Jane. At the club.
You're going to want to take your hands off me.
I'm going to throw some dirt in your eye.
I'm going to throw some dirt in your eye.
Hey, that's the way you do it. And it's like, yeah, you respect the spidey sense. Oh my God. And it's like, yeah. Yeah, Tom Holland obviously got acknowledged.
Then, when Tom Holland gets smacked, your Andrew Garfield run over to him. He go, no, stay with me, stay with me, stay with me.
Hey,
no,
he died.
Stay with me. Stay with me. He go, no, you're too young. You're too young. You stay with me. Stay with me. No, please, please, go. Yeah, leaving me with this crazy person. It was like Toby lost his mind, though.
Yeah, nigga obviously killed him. It's Tom Holland's son. Yeah,
that
man dead.
Oh, damn.
And now you just got Andrew Garfield with this crazy person trying to calm him down for the rest of the movie. They both be walking down the sidewalk. Toby be like, Toby, this music good. And he be like, it is catching on. And they just both be dancing down the sidewalk.
Yeah, that funky flow.
Like, it's obviously gonna have them. And it's like, if they don't make a joke about that, they suck. Like you could literally have that song come on the radio, and then you just have Toby go, "That's a good song."
Like, ooh, that's my jam.
And yeah. It's like, if you know, you know.
It's like when Into the Spider-Verse did it.
And he said that was a dark time.
Did this once. We'll talk about that now.
The fact he still had him in a costume. Yeah. Was
did he? But we'll talk about that.
But yeah, Tom Holland,
bitch.
Yeah,
like in lieu of what I was talking about in terms of what would be like a good continuation of the movies with Venom, if you were to throw Tom Holland in the mix, and it was like, literally, because this nigga has never dealt with the symbiote or Venom beforehand, he couldn't possibly deal with him after the fact. And it was like, it don't fit their character dynamic. Hell, one, his spider sense would work on him. And then I was like, and then that takes away a huge threat that Venom brings to the table when it comes to Spider-Man. And
you're like, granted, yeah, he is faster and stronger than him, so yeah, he can still get licks, but yeah. That old spider, the spider sense.
And it was like, and then how Venom operates when it comes to dealing with Spider-Man. Yes, this nigga could kill him instantly, but the hatred that Eddie Brock and the symbiote have for Spider-Man goes deeper than that. And then it's like, these niggas try to ruin this motherfucker life beforehand, so that's why they call themselves Venom. And again, much like with these movies and everything, it's like, yo, you're taking away key aspects of this character's life in order to justify this movie.
Yeah,
and
it's just, like, because you're just going off name.
Yeah,
just no, name like, alone.
I'm called Venom, and it's like, doesn't make any fucking sense. And it's like, symbiotes don't have names or characteristics or anything like that. But when he joins up with Eddie Brock, then he becomes Spider-Man's Venom. He is the poison in his life. It is something that he would disdain and hate. He is Venom. And it was like, yeah, that like, makes sense. And then Carnage is a creature based off of just pure Carnage. That's all they want to do and commit to. It's not anything that's in relation to Spider-Man. It's just what they are as a being. They are Carnage. And taking those aspects...
Does the Spider-Sense not work on him because he's an offspring of Venom?
Yeah. It's like both of them, the spider sense don't work, cause Carnage, his little tendrils, they just automatically swing him around, but he doesn't necessarily have to make web or anything.
Yeah, like his thing is more wild. Mm-hmm. Cause like that, I didn't mind the fact that Woody Harrelson like his tendril, like they was more out about, and I was like, yeah, cause Carnage is wild with his.
Yeah.
Like when he caught himself and then like he was in front of like the stained glass, yeah, I was like, yeah, I like that scene. You know, like him bringing out the weapon. I was like, yeah, that's Carnage. Man's a psychopath. Need to put him down with fire right now.
Yeah, like we were saying, like, yeah, their fight was really well done.
Yeah,
Like that, if there was a positive to take out of this movie, it was that fight. Like them going at it was way better than Riot versus Venom in the first movie.
Cause, like you said, like they should have just had another fight though. Like, yeah, if they had. If they would have had another fight before. That would have been cool. And if you just have more of Carnage causing ruckus, and it's like I want people to know, and especially Eddie Brock.
And it's like, and then not try to keep hold of this whole like, what is this going on type deal. And it's like, yo, you have Venom appear and bite a guy's head off in the first movie after Eddie got into a car crash. And it was like, why are we, like, don't act like this world has a secret thing with them. And it was like, yeah, people just don't know that Eddie Brock is that black thing going around. But this motherfucker is landing on buildings, crashing on shit, and like still scum going around the city of Los Angeles. I mean, well, San Francisco. So just acknowledge that. Like, yo, that black thing is still running around. And then when you have Cassidy going, and it was like, yo, that red thing is running around, but then being like, he was in some kind of costume. It was like, motherfucker, y'all got cameras. So what are you talking about?
It was like, it would have been cool if this man had spelled out this man's name in blood again. Yeah. And it was like, on a whole building, gonna kill some people and just roll Eddie. And it was like yo, this man's crazy. Yeah, I told you, it's like, oh.
And it was like, well, where could he be? And it's just like, Eddie. And then he was like, oh, I think he knows where we are. And
honestly, yeah, like the question of like, yo, like, where is he would have been more, especially like from what he did in the very beginning. It's like, yo, this man gave me a haku. And it was like, okay. And it was like, yeah, he likes giving you the puzzles. And it was like, yo, like, I want you to get me.
Because like that could have been another, a nice little element that they could have added.
For it, though.
It's like, Eddie is still an investigative journalist. So him doing investigative stuff to figure out things about Cletus would have fit in terms of figuring out and understanding where he is and what he was doing, which would have been cool. But there was way too many elements in the movie where it was like, yo, shit was happening, and then, like, no one was calling the cops or anything like that. And it was like, hey, what is this, like, about this girl? And it was like, well, that's impossible. I killed her. And I was like, this is the gayest fucking thing that ever happened in this movie, because that just immediately exemplified any follow-up on dealing with the girl. And it was like, well, that's impossible. I shot her. And it was like, seriously? And it was like, well... And it was like, we're in a different world. So it's not like, it was like, we already established when her in the beginning, like, yo, people got powers in this world. And it was like, they're mutants. And so if she got powers and she's put in an institute and whatnot, and it was like, well, there should be other people who fit that profile.
She's an incomplete freak.
Yeah. And I was like, that's stupid. I was like, that's incredibly stupid. I was like, oh, and he just happens to be the cop that in the beginning she deafened. And I was like, what does that do? I was like, what does that matter? I was like, that gives him a purpose of being in wherever he is, rather than being a guy that's in the wrong place at the wrong time that just gets infected, which would have been okay. You know, like him when he found Cassidy, and then he was like, oh, like, I can use you. And he'd be like, you smell like Eddie. Like, I can use you or something like that. And I was like, that would have been fine. But no, I was like, oh, that's the cop that just so happened to blind you. Really? Like, after all these years, you just stumbled upon him? Impossible. Like, that just, who would have guessed? I was like, wow, what a fucking coincidence. Oh, and you just happened to see a picture of a girl that has her goddamn apartment number in front of it? What a coinky dink. I was like, what?
It don't even say the street.
Yeah. It's just like, just the apartment number. I know what this is. You've been locked up for years.
I thought that when she got in the car. Yeah. I was like, you was a troubled child.
I was like, what? She was like, this is my favorite car. And it was like, yeah, I remember it. Let's see.
Like, having a favorite car. All right. Okay. You see pictures. And it's like, yo, I like that car. Like, I look, all right, but now can you drive?
Yeah. There was like so many inconsistencies in
that. That would have been funny if she announced that. She was like, man, it's crazy when a first driver of a car. And you're like, what are you
looking at? And then it does the whole Carnage making the stuff come out and like
him like trying to help her steer. Yeah.
And she's like, whoa, like, yeah, that would have been fine. And then you just had her cheering and all happy about the crazy stuff. And then just randomly have this bitch go, it's too much. And it's like, that didn't make any sense.
It would have just been better of her not understanding what they were. Yeah. And it's like her, like, and like them being like, we're one entity now. Because like, it would have been better if she was like you, like if she, like if they acknowledge it, like, how come you not, like you don't turn back to your human self a lot. And he'd be like, does it really matter? Like, I'm still Carnage. Like, yeah. I'm Carnage. Exactly. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't, like, even like, if that appeases you, I mean, and he's like, just turn back. Okay, like,
and like, and then have it to where, like, she was, like, kind of afraid of him or something to give that sense of duality. And it was like, yeah, I love you, but what you are, this ain't, mm-mm. But it was like, yo,
yeah,
you love
Yeah, you could have showed that the first time when she did the scream, and it's like, instead of Carnage, like, yo, she do it again. ripping the head off. Like, he could have said, like, he said that, and he was like, if you do that again, I'll rip your head off.
Yeah, it was like, don't do that. But it was like, no, this movie wanted to focus on relationships, and I'm just fucking stupid. So, like, the whole movie was a bust. There was so many other ways that this could have tackled it and been a fantastic movie.
I don't think I should have missed work.
Like, it wasn't good. It really was not good. Like,
007 movie gonna be busting.
You mean that double she 07?
Nah, she ain't gonna be 007.
Yeah, she is. Like, she literally is gonna be 007. She ain't gonna be James Bond, but she's gonna be 007. Always gonna be, like, I'm not watching that.
She's gonna be 8008. That spelled boo. Only reason I learned math.
Got boobs on his calculator. Get him out of here. He's dangerous.
But they locked me up.
But overall, movie was not good. It really was not good. I mean, it has moments of a laugh, but that's as far as it's really good for.
And like, majority of the comic book movies now, they literally just focus on name alone.
Yeah, and it was like,
and it's crazy because now, like, the fact that people have been shitting on DC movies, they're like, yeah, you can't compete with Marvel. So it seems like so far they're the only ones that still care.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, let's ruffle up the feathers. What? But all you need is comedy. And who's the hero? The Superman. All right. Opposite. That's it. Yeah. Don't forget the jokes. Do we got the jokes?
Well, yeah, it's like, that's all that the movie needs in order for it to be successful. So I did not like this movie. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to clamor to it because of the jokes that they have in there, but that was just way too much. This should have had better action. It should have had better characters. And honestly, that's kind of what I was expecting, especially considering it being a sequel and then dealing with such prominent characters as Eddie and Cletus.
It's like with a sequel, especially like this, you already know everything. Like I said, it took like 30 minutes before they show Carnage or something truly interesting happened.
And it was like, yeah, they had Venom do weird,
because like when lame he stopped shit. The mugging thing, and it was like, what happened? I was when he stopped the mugging, I was like, yeah, it reminded me of a Shazam. But I liked Shazam, but they did a lot more. And yeah, like, yo, she handled us. So like, we heard you screaming. That was him. Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. Don't do any more crime.
Yeah, you don't do no more crime.
It was like, you keep handling yourself because you're a strong woman.
like, yeah.
Gee, how old are you? I'm 30. And it's like, yeah, like that was funny in that situation. But it's like with that, you know, like that was the only.
And it was
time.
Like, it was hilarious because it was like that's a kid, and it was like, and that situation was totally opposite of what you would expect
right.
it
and
to
like,
be.
Yeah, because like you and heard a funny. Girl scream. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I heard you scream. That was him.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh. She like maced him, kicked him in the nuts, yeah. And she like, hey, oh. You did good.
Yeah. Like, all right. And it was like, and then you got this weird, awkward kid, like, in this situation and all that. And it was like, handling this. And it was like, yeah, that came across as funny. And it was like, with Venom, you had that happen. The woman is clearly terrified now. And then he was like, we didn't need to help her. She kind of had it on her own. And he was like,
she didn't know
that we needed to help
her. And it's just running on the roof. And I was like, okay. Also, when he was running, I was like, yeah, I get you're big, but like, you still agile as hell.
Yeah, I was like,
because when he was running, it reminded me of the Hulk.
Yeah.
Like on the Incredible movie, he was like running from the helicopter when he was fighting Abomination.
Yeah. And I was like, why are you like stomping around and doing shit? There's so much wrong with that fucking movie. Huge disappointment. I did not expect it to be that bad.
Especially for someone that's a fan of Carnage and Venom. My man Red. Like, you can't go wrong with Rick.
But, it was what it was. I mean, I would like to think, you know, like, if they had, like, you know, when it comes out to purchase, you know, like, they have the extra scenes that they clearly took out, and then you could possibly see those. I'm pretty sure it ain't gonna fix shit, but the movie clearly was, like, a lot of shit was taken out, and it was lacking in a lot of moments and areas and whatnot, but overall, was not a good movie. And then now that you're gonna try and make Venom a part of the MCU, you're just Jesus Christ, Sony. Like, you guys have so much power considering that you own the rights to Spider-Man Rogue Gallery and Spider-Man himself. You do not need to conform and be a part of the MCU fucking you. It's not necessary. But you're stupid. Like, you're being really fucking stupid right now. So With that, I'm going to end it here.
All of the creative geniuses is going into the Spider-Verse 2. Yeah. And it's like, this is why y'all been slacking. Hey, we got to make it good. You could have made Venom 2 good. But Into the Spider-Verse, you son of a bitch.
And also for anyone who's wondering, like, there is a post-credit scene, but it's like a mid-post-credit scene. There's nothing at the very end, so you're fine on that front. But with that, we'll end it here. I'd like to thank my illustrious guest, Edward, for joining me and talking about this movie.
I hate Tom Holland.
And this has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame, and as always, good people. Hope you had fun. Hey, see Venom, there will be carnage at your own discretion. If you happen to be a fan of Spider-Man, prepare to be disappointed. But other than that, let's all go to the movies. Don't.
I'm going to enjoy Far From Home a lot more. I'm definitely buying your ticket now.
Definitely. I'm going to be pissed. You know I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be completely fucking pissed.
Do you want nachos?
I wouldn't mind them, but I don't think I would eat them. I wouldn't be hungry. I'd be sitting there like, yo, fuck snacks. Like, this shit is pissing me off.
We're going to make that a treat.
Is it wrong that the only movie that's a superhero movie that's worth looking forward to is the goddamn Batman movie?
I mean, you can't go wrong with Batman.
I know, but it's like, yo, like,
he hasn't disappointed.
But I'm saying, like, after all these years, this is the only movie to look fucking forward to. The build-up
for Marvel was a disappointment Endgame. That's just 2 hours, 2.5 hours of depression, and then, like, 30 minutes of Captain Marvel.
Yeah, it was like, fuck.
The series, like, the best one was, Falcon and Winter Soldier. But it's weird, because to other people, that's possibly the weakest one.
Yeah, and it was like, it did have problems, yeah, but out of everything else, that was the best one, but it still sucked. All of them sucked. And it was like, that just sucked a lot less. That doesn't mean it's good, it just sucked a lot less.
And then, like I said, DC seems like they're the only ones doing Suicide Squad. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Best believe I'm buying that when it comes out. And it comes out this month.
It didn't do well at the box office. I don't give a fuck. That was a good movie.
It was better than a whole lot of others. Yeah. I haven't even seen The Fast and the Furious. And I know that made bank, but I know Suicide Squad was better than that.
Oh, man. I'm an assassin. I don't tell my weaknesses. Like, great movie.
Oh, yeah, at the DC fandom, we might have more things to look forward to. Yeah, right? I'm pretty sure they're going to have Shazam trailer and most likely.
I guess, you know what's retarded? Is that the movies that they're doing are starting to be a lot better, but their animated movies are sucking. Mm-hmm. It's like, one has to give way to the other. That's fucked up. The only movie to look forward to now is Batman, and that comes out next year. God, that's going to be a good movie. I hope that's like a phenomenal movie.
I got to wait till they drop a trailer for Into the Spider-Verse 2.
Yeah.
Something like 2099 and my man Ben Reilly, I'm good.
Yeah, somebody got to do something. God damn. This is getting terrible. Okay, goodbye.